Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. Before we get into that, my buddy Rick just texted me on the bat phone,
okay,
which is my phone. Rich, I think you'll appreciate this more than Ted, only because I know you're a Seinfeld guy. Ted, are you a Curb Your Enthusiasm guy?
Yeah, but not to the levels y'all probably
okay,
are.
Okay, Rich, I know you're a Curb guy as well.
Yeah, I've seen every episode.
He said, this sounds like the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where Larry has a problem with the guy at the front gate of the country club, or Jerry with the elevator bellman in the apartment lobby.
Well, that's Larry Miller.
Of course it happened to you is what Rick says to me. That's the situation.
You think you're better than me?
This is totally what this is it not?
Yes.
I am in a, oh, pray tell the doorman, oh, I guess I'm really stupid because I'm the security guy. He didn't get me a t-shirt even though you promised me one, you big fat liar. That is, we are in a Jerry with the doorman situation.
Yep.
With Robert.
Yep.
With only with more nose hair. All right, let's do some all due respect. Stupid people doing stupid things. Teddy J, are you ready to go?
All right, here we go. This story comes out of Happy Valley. Remember Jay Paterno?
Jay Paterno.
Yeah.
He's the son.
Yes, the son of former Penn State football coach Joe Paterno. He wrote an open letter on his website this morning imploring Ohio State not to give up the, quote, mob mentality, give into the mob mentality, and not rush to judgment against the Urban Meyer. Quote,
shocker.
We should wait for facts, Paterno wrote. We should drive a stake in the ground to defend due process. We should shed our implicit bias against people we dislike being accused. We should have courage to stand against the virtual mob gathering for a virtual lynching before we know the facts. And for those who need a refresher course, published allegations do not automatically equal facts. With all due respect, Jay Paterno.
Yeah.
Go away.
Keep your nose out.
Go
of this,
away,
man.
Please.
Keep your
just
beak.
Go away, man.
Keep your beak
Ugh.
Out of Columbus and stay in Happy Valley, and get on your Twitter and send your little tweets and keep your mouth shut. Is Jay Ugh. Paterno the one that's got kind of the dark, hairbrush kind of hair, or is he the fat one?
No, he's the, there. You go.
Yeah. That's him.
That's Jay Paterno.
Okay.
You know, who was just all, you know, again, he's the son of, you know, a legendary coach whose name was getting drugged through the mud. And
yeah.
So he's defending his dad at all costs while ignoring the facts.
Yeah. So that's Jay.
That's what he does. He defends enablers.
Yes. That's it. So he's defending an enabler again. The evidence is overwhelming.
Okay.
Overwhelming.
That one's Jay. The fat one is Brocco Paterno, right?
Oh, I don't know, man. All right. I'm never going to live that one down, am I? Nor should I. Brocco Giacomini? Like, where the hell did that come from?
You were just combining all the names you think of things that suck
yes.
into one name.
That's exactly what it was, man.
Yeah.
Exactly what it was. All right, Rich, what do you got, buddy?
My story comes from your favorite state, Ted.
California.
Iowa.
Yeah, Ted, you love Iowa.
I do love Iowa. Iowa State Fair is the best.
Waterloo, Iowa is where this story comes from. And apparently, about a week ago, in the middle of the night in Waterloo, Iowa, police got a call that a burglar alarm had been tripped at the 3-Star Mart on Jefferson Street. I'll bet the 3-Star Mart has nothing on the Sig Mart here in White Sulphur Springs.
The Sig Mart, spelled C-I-G, because
C-I-G.
It has every kind of cigarette you can think of.
Just in case you don't know what Sig means, we make sure you know we have cigarettes.
We have a Sig Mart, so we stopped in.
Nicest people working there,
got
though.
Some groceries, and we stopped into the Sig Mart. We got to check Entercom's reimbursement policy to see if they count cigarettes as a meal. Because the three of us went in there, and we cleaned the place out, man. When you're in
Absolutely.
White Sulphur Springs, if you don't stop at the Sig Mart, that's
right.
Like not going to Space Mountain when you go to Disney
yep.
World.
And as I've always said, filters are for pussies. I'm a camel guy.
You do say that a lot.
A lot.
Ted, I took a picture of the front of the Sigmart, the big sign,
yeah,
and tweeted out yesterday that Ted's heading in here to go get his lunch right now.
Oh. Yeah. Does it look like I eat at the Sigmart?
A little bit because smokers are skinny.
Okay.
Kind of does.
They don't have jacks
they
like
don't
this.
Have jacked up biceps like you. Like no, this. They don't. They don't.
So what is it?
Pythons.
So tomorrow we got to go to the Sig store again, and then we got to go to the store called Simply Guns.
We do.
There's a store in White Sulphur Springs, and the store's name is Guns.
Yeah.
It's just Guns.
Yep.
That's all it says. Continue.
We also need to go to Serenity Now Outfitters.
We'll make that happen tonight because we're going to Hill and Holler, which is right around the corner.
Serenity Now Outfitters.
Yep.
So back to the three-star Mart in Waterloo, Iowa. 3:45 in the morning. The alarm is tripped. The police show up. And initially, it doesn't look like anyone's broken into the three-star Mart. And then they go inside the store and realize that it looks as if someone was on the roof and crashed through the ceiling tiles and retreated before police arrived, that whoever it was long gone. They did a further investigation to determine that the lock had been, someone had tried to pick the lock on the door, and then they pulled the surveillance video and were able to determine that whoever it was tried to pick the lock on the door, couldn't do it, so then climbed onto the roof to find a way inside, crawled through a hatch, and then fell through the ceiling tiles.
Oh, I think I've seen a video of this.
All captured on surveillance video. But again, they still don't know the identity of the burglar. Well, a few days later,
it's a chick, wasn't it?
An officer in Waterloo saw a man on the street who matched the description of the convenience store burglar, so he detained him. The man was carrying a backpack. The officer found in the backpack a pry bar, a grinding tool, two empty syringes, and a digital scale with white residue. Michael Philip Lewis is in a lot of trouble. 23 years old. He's been arrested for third-degree burglary, possession of burglary tools, possession of drug paraphernalia. And when police asked him to come clean and asked, "Why were you on the roof?" he allegedly told him, quote, "I was looking for some rocks."
Like in
Quick, think of something.
Like in Shawshank when they're looking for rocks to make chess pieces for
yes,
Andy?
Yes, just like that.
I'm looking for some rocks out on the playground.
With all due respect, Michael Philip Lewis, nobody believes that.
Nobody believes you. Nobody believes Urban Meyer, and nobody believes you.
Absolutely.
All right. My story, for all due respect, is a story that is a little creepy and a little weird. We see this happen sometimes where couples, like a couple of brothers, wind up dating a couple of sisters. Occasionally, it'll turn into marriage. For example, there was a pair of hockey players for the Whalers back in the late 80s.
Oh, here we go.
Named Wayne Babich and Dave Babich, and they married identical twins.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay, well, I'm going to take it a step further with weirdness on this story. Identical twins Cassie and Chrissy Bevier plan to marry Zach and Nick Lewin, also identical twins, in Grass Lake, Michigan on August 3rd and 4th, reports the Jackson Citizen Patriot. Chrissy and Nick's wedding will take place on Friday. Their siblings, Cassie and Nick, will wed on Saturday. The happy couples will then share a reception on Saturday night. These are identical twin men who are marrying identical twin women. Apparently, in a stroke of fate, the professor, this is how it all came about. Cassie and Nick met 4 years ago in a psychology class held at Grand Valley State University, which is where Brian Kelly used to coach back in the day. In a stroke of fate, the professor asked the class if there were any twins present. The future lovebirds both raised their hands. So, Zach and Cassie both raised their hands. And Nick...
it's a meet-cute, then.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Nick and Cassie both raised their hands. Nick said he turned around, looked at her, and was like, "Oh, I'm in trouble now." So he went up to her afterwards, asked her out for a date. They chose to go to church on a Sunday for their first date, and they invited their twins to go along with them. And the twins hit it off. And so now here we are.
That's so weird, man.
You want me to take it a step further? They're going to live in the same apartment.
Yeah,
it's a
two-bedroom condo, and the twins, the two sets of married twins are going to live in the same apartment with each other.
Yeah, it just got weird.
That's
in
too
here.
Much.
It just got weird in here.
That's too much.
That's, yeah,
live that's, your own life.
Yeah, feels, what's going on there?
Yeah, with all
but if you talk to people who have an identical twin,
yeah,
they'll say they are not only close but like unusually close, like it, more close than what your is typical.
They need.
Of,
they
you
need,
know what I mean?
They need to be identical. As I think, as yeah. much of the audience knows, I have twins.
Yeah,
I have a boy-girl twins that are college age. They could not. Now they're close. They're friendly. They keep in touch at the, when they're both away at school. But they couldn't be more different. Like my son is like a Republican and wants to be on Wall Street and all this. My daughter is like this, you know, liberal Ivy Leaguer. Thinks you know that the you know trying you know she's trying to do everything she can to make the world a better place for the downtrodden. One of those people.
Yep.
Right. She's not a bad hombre. She's okay.
Oh, the downtrodden, I think he was referencing.
Oh, wow. So I know what it's like to have twins, but mine are fraternal. They're not identical. This identical thing is weird. You know the weirdest set of identical twins? The Morris twins in the NBA. How weird do you think this is?
Oh, they're very weird.
We know that they've demanded trades before so they can be with the other one.
They've shared a checking account.
That's what I was going to bring up, Rich.
They've shared a checking account.
After they got into the NBA. Like, they've shared a checking account that has, like, $10 million in it, presumably. That's a little weird.
It is, man.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but I also have never had an identical twin, so can't relate. And, you know, I mean, you know. I kind of get it. I mean, there's somebody that looks just like you, man, out there in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But if they live in the same place, what are the chances? Like, you know how you wake up in the middle of the night sometimes and you're a little groggy and you're out
That's
there.
That's exactly what's going
to wake
happen.
Up to go get a glass of water and maybe the other your twin brother happens to go to the bathroom at that time.
Yeah.
And so you kind of groggy walk into the wrong bedroom and, you know, you think that maybe you're in bed with your wife, and it's really your sister-in-law, but she doesn't know. She thinks it's her husband. And I could see where there would be a situation where there could be some relations going on that are unintended.
Don't you think they've talked about that, though? And if, like, that potentially happening, and if, what would happen if it did, and how would we react? And
they may have. It doesn't mean it's going to diminish the odds of it happening, Ted.
That is
just because you've
stuff.
Talked it through doesn't
no,
mean it won't
true.
Happen.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
So, yeah, all due respect, can't you step out and go get somebody that doesn't look like somebody involved in all this? What are you looking at, Rich?
See this family, Sean? I know these guys.
Okay, who are they?
They are the Sanders twins in Houston.
Okay.
They did exactly what you're talking about.
They married identical twins?
These two ladies are twins. These are the children.
Okay. The children of, they're like the collective children. There's five children in the picture.
Right.
And they are the collective children of the two couples.
I know these guys. They used to be part of the stat crew, I believe, at Astros games.
Okay. How do they seem? Are they normal?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Good guys.
Okay. I only ask.
Like a jerk now, Sean?
No.
I'm just saying it happens.
I don't at all. Oh, the reason I ask if they're normal is because the picture I'm looking at of these twins up in Michigan, it looks like they took an Olin Mills twin picture together. You know what I mean? Like, look at that.
Look, I know these guys.
It's not my style.
Yeah.
I know these guys and they're fine, but it's weird.
It's weird. Yeah, and as long as you say they're not creepy, I'll take your word for it. These people seem a little creepy.
Well, I don't know them that well.
Yeah. Rich, will you vouch for them?
To a certain extent. I mean, it might be creepy. I don't know. I don't have a personal relationship with these guys.
I got you. You've just a quasi-professional relationship.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Someone throw Rich a life jacket here.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.